Hey, yo.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it again.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it, Jess.
I want to listen to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is pasta. This is madness.
The Rabbit Hole
Podcast. You are now listening to The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
All right, ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Monday, May 10th. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope all the mothers had a great Mother's Day. Hope you enjoyed your Mother's Day. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at RHandsA17. This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. At Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail swag. Happy Monday. How are you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I feel really good.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, this hydration thing is like the real deal.
There it is.
I've been like on the mountaintop fucking preaching about it to people at work. And I'm just like, yeah. I was like, I feel fucking great.
Nice.
And that's not even
Has
just like
taking you up on that suggestion.
Some people are hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if anything, they could see it.
Sure.
But at the same time, sometimes you got to tell people things like three or four times for it to finally stick.
Of course.
But yeah. I mean, I got a couple people on the Liquid IV train.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple people on the Liquid IV train, and Some people are like, oh yeah, oh, like they like look at the back, they're like reading like the ingredients, like, oh yeah, that's good stuff. Essentially, like they're telling me it's like it's pre-workout minus like the caffeine, and I guess like the things that like you're not supposed to drink pre-workout like excessively.
Are you on drugs now? Is that what this is?
Legally.
Nice.
I'm on legal drugs. I'm on
liquid IV. It's not a bad way to put it.
I'm on liquid IV, Zyrtec, and Flonase. So yes, I am on drugs, but they're all legalized.
That's a hell of a spring combo. Yeah. I'm on the same thing with you though. Yeah. Outside the liquid IV.
Yeah, it's all legalized. You should have. Have you ever had liquid IV?
You gave it to me once in AC.
Okay.
And yeah, it's not good for me because I'm like, oh, I'm better now.
But I mean, like,
I have no cares in the world now. This is. Oh, I'm sleepy.
Well, I mean, because the thing is, like, to explain it to somebody, like, some people are like, wait a minute, like, there's some people that didn't know, like, wait a minute, you take this like if you get hungover? I was like, yes, that's the whole thing. That was like the way it was sold to me.
Yeah, what's the chemistry of getting hungover?
So yeah,
typically you're just extremely dehydrated.
Yeah. And back in the day, the answer was
Pedialyte pops.
Even before that, back in the day, it was Gatorade,
sure.
And you ate something greasy, Gatorade, and you had a Gatorade.
Yeah, and a Friday's Club sandwich.
Preferably Friday's Club sandwich, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you get like either an orange or blue Gatorade,
mm-hmm.
and either a Friday's Club sandwich, or maybe like a greasy bacon, egg, and cheese,
sure. yep.
breakfast sandwich, mm-hmm. something like that. And then that, you know, you have that, and after that, you're like, okay, I think I'm starting to feel back to normal. And then we upgraded.
Right.
Pedialyte became the answer to, oh, you know, you got to have Pedialyte. And everybody's like, but that's for babies and little kids. I was like, not anymore.
No.
They
it's grown now.
Even to the point that they've even changed their branding and their commercials.
It's in liquor stores. It's not because new mothers are going to liquor stores.
Well, I mean, they are.
Right. Then where's the pull-up section? Like, you know what I mean?
The huggy section.
Right? I will take a fifth of Jack Daniels and some Pampers.
And let me get that that red Pedialyte over there, too.
Right? I'm like, what kind of party are you having? And I'm like, I got a tarp in the back of the car, baby. Let's go.
I and I was on the Pedialyte for a hot second.
Mm-hmm. That was part of the inventory when we would go to like Atlantic City or something like that. I was like, all right, suit, check, you know, bathing suit, check, flip-flops, check, booze, for the room, check. Pedialyte, check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cigars mm-hmm. check. Now all you gotta do is just bring a box of Liquid IV.
That's it.
A lot lighter in the suitcase.
Hell yeah.
So then Liquid IV then became the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that you can't still have Gatorade and greasy bacon, egg, and cheeses or Pedialyte, but Liquid IV kind of...
Continental cheesesteak egg rolls.
R.I.P.
Yeah,
Continental cheesesteak egg rolls.
What are we going to do when we go down there? Are we just going to walk around and just be like, oh...
That's definitely happening? Is that definitely happening?
More likely than not. Like, I haven't booked anything yet, but, like, it's in my mind.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But, like, what are we going to do? Like, that... It was no nonsense. It would be as if, like, Bill's Burgers left or shut down at, like, 11 o'clock. So, like, you know, the 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning when you're like, I want a jalapeno bacon cheeseburger and, like, disco fries. And you would go there and get it, bring it back to the room, eat it, pass out, wake up the next morning. It was always just like, okay, meet you at Continental? Yeah, meet you at Continental. Like, I'm just going to walk around, Atlantic Boulevard and just be like, okay.
It's going to be different.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, there's a place... When Bobby and myself and the crew would go down to Atlantic City,
mm-hmm.
we would go to... We usually try to stay someplace on, like, that main stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And we would stay at either the Tropicana or RIP Trump Tower or Trump was Plaza. It Trump Plaza?
All the Trump places, because that was a place... I mean, that place was comps for days.
Yeah, anyway. we used to make a killing at the Trump... Trump Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to get like shit ton of comps there. And then we try to stay at a Harris property wherever we could. So mm-hmm. either Bally's or Caesars. But Caesars had this forum shop. Caesars had like essentially like a mall on the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And on the third floor was a bunch of restaurants. And one of them was a place that I don't even know how we even came across it the one day.
I guarantee you somehow Chuck was the one who found it.
I think Chuck was the one that found it. And then we just kind of like, oh, this place is pretty cool. Place would get busy, but it was just never busy when we got there because we always would go there like the next day, like early morning or like early afternoon.
That was our brunch spot.
Yes, and we would have a brunch there.
Mm-hmm.
And the place was called Continental. Apparently it's based out of
Philly?
Yeah, Philly, like a couple restaurants, like a restaurant group in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And the place was there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Philly cheesesteak egg rolls, phenomenal.
Yep, thick cut bacon, Bloody Mary.
The Bloody Marys were excellent. They put like white pepper in there. Shit was fucking out of control. I'm sorry, they like peppercorns and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shit was fire.
Kobe sliders.
The Kobe beef sliders, which they did take off of the menu.
Mm-hmm.
They had a pretty good chicken and waffle
mm-hmm.
on that menu. I feel like everything that they had on the menu was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like French onion soup dumplings. It was delicious. This place, gone because of the pandemic and COVID. And it just became one of the casualties of restaurants succumbing to not being able to survive, not being open for, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even think I feel like they didn't last that long. From when the pandemic started to, it just got to a point where it was like Continental's closed. And I felt like it wasn't even like a year in.
Well, you gotta figure, that place was like a high-end mall.
Yeah.
No one's really going there, on top of the fact that, you know, the economy around that area has been pretty shitty for the past few years. All those places were on last legs. And the pandemic just took the whole damn thing over. So, RIP. But, well, I guess we'll have to figure it out. I don't know, like... Is it like a Denny's or something? Like I don't.
We'll find a place that's comparable to the Continental.
Chelsea's gone.
There's a lot of places that are gone. Like we do go down to Atlantic City, it's gonna be.
Have to bring a bottle of something inexpensive and just dump a little bit out in front of different places. Like there's gonna be like a stupid security guard, like a mall security cop, outside of like on that third floor. He's gonna be like, why are you just dumping out Hennessy? In front of Continental, I'm like,
That's way too much. That's way too expensive. That's crazy talk.
I got a nephew.
I got a bottle of Anisette over there. We'll just dump that shit.
The easy jeezy.
Yeah. Well, no, I just got like a bottle of like some random ass thing that you come across or that people give you. They're like, here, you want this? I'm like, sure. So like, I have like a bottle of like vermouth over there.
I'll just pour out a bottle of like Galliano. Like, what the fuck do you drink Galliano?
West Indies Yellowbirds, baby.
True. Yeah.
Or Harvey Wallbangers.
if you could think of two completely opposite ends of the spectrum, a West Indian Yellowbird or a Harvey Wallbanger.
Well, you either like pineapple juice or orange juice.
Is it the same thing, just one's pineapple
juice? I believe, juice? Off the top of my head, I think a West Indies Yellowbird is like pineapple, rum, and Galliano.
Makes sense.
And I believe the Harvey Wallbanger, I definitely know, is orange juice, vodka, and Galliano. That I definitely know. The West Indies Yellowbird, I feel like that was more of a TGI Fridays drink.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I think it's rum, pineapple juice, and Galliano, mm-hmm. off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
One day, some guy asked me to make a Harvey Wallbanger. He was like blown away. I like blowing people away every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. Mm-hmm. But it's with my drink knowledge, because like they don't expect it.
Right.
One, from like a guy that looks as young as I do, even though I'm not that young.
Right.
Two, I mean, being black has got to you gotta factor that in a little bit.
Of course.
And then, yeah, just those two things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait a minute, this guy, you know, is this 28-year-old black guy knows what a Harvey Wallbanger is? That drink was popular in the fucking 40s.
Right? You're like, I'm that old.
Yeah. Black don't crack, baby.
Right?
But going back to, I guess, what we were really just talking, I mean, this is what the Rabbit Hole Podcast is. We just went on a tangent for 20 minutes
mm-hmm.
about Liquid IV. But mm-hmm. in terms of how I feel good.
Good.
Like we had started, happy Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Happy belated Mother's Day. I was actually talking to our friend Vanessa, who mm-hmm. I haven't talked to in a while.
Sure.
You saw our friends Dave and Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie gave mm-hmm. us some cookies.
Yes.
Some delicious cookies, so thank you, Anne-Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And happy belated Mother's Day to you. I hope you had a great day.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my mom for a hot second.
Sure.
On Mother's Day, wished her a happy Mother's Day.
Okay.
And
I feel like she was doing something. Now that she's all vaxxed and like whatever, I feel like she was probably doing something. Like maybe like a nice brunch or like doing something.
She was just staying. You haven't been to my sister's house in a while, but they
not
built.
Not since they did the addition.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they have this deck built. So they're just like, yeah, I'm just going to be grilling some stuff on the deck. And okay. they have like a covering because it did rain
mm-hmm.
later.
Mm-hmm.
Later in on Mother's Day around here. So they just did that, but yeah, she was fine.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, nice. They're good. But you know who else I want to wish a happy belated Mother's Day to?
Hmm.
Lisa Neilman Wilson. I want to wish her a happy belated Mother's Day.
Who's that?
The mother of the franchise quarterback for the New York Jets, Zach Wilson.
Oh, yeah, she's not bad either. Yeah, she ain't bad either. I'm like, they do something different out in Provo, but that's fine. Mm-hmm.
That was one of the other stories that was coming out, besides the fact that it's like, oh, maybe the Jets finally got it right with this quarterback, blonde hair, blue eye, good looking kid, mm-hmm. BYU. Wait a minute, who's that?
Right.
That's his mom?
Mm-hmm.
Mom's pretty good looking. His mom was giving everybody like American Pie 1 vibes. Little Finch and Stifler's mom.
Sure, just a little MILF.
Yeah, a little MILF action.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, all the dudes out there, like, even, like, you go on Twitter right now and just look up, like, Happy Mother's Day. There's a lot of Happy Mother's Day to Zach Wilson's mom. A lot of people don't even know her name. They just know her as Zach Wilson's mom. Or Mrs. Wilson, if they want to be technical.
I feel like that's the way formal. It should be until, like, you get brought into that world where it's like, no, you can call me Lisa. I'm like, yes.
At Life According to Lisa is her Instagram, is her IG handle. According to the number 2, Lisa.
Hmm. Oh, I have a new follow.
Well, she's like a fitness. She's kind of like a fitness junkie.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of. She has a lot of like life hacks on her IG. She has a lot of IG videos, a lot of IG posts,
mm-hmm.
IG stories. Food recipes,
okay.
Life hacks, things like that.
Are we gonna? Is there going to be an uncomfortable conversation between Zach Wilson and his mom over who has more Instagram followers? Because my assumption is probably the mom has a few more.
If the mom didn't before, she does now.
Yeah, she does now.
She does now. Mm-hmm.
She's gonna be on Ballers.
I mean, she could be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of creepy old men out there. There's a lot of creepy young men out there too. So yeah, she's gonna have some.
It's just men.
It's just gonna be men.
Right.
Like if you did like if you go on the analytics of an Instagram profile and you go into the little pie chart, it's gonna be like
99% men.
It's gonna be that pie chart where it's gonna be blue and it's like 90% men, and then in the other little part is 10% also men but in red.
Right.
It's gonna be that.
And then like her daughters or something like that, like or her sister or something.
And she has six kids.
Yeah.
And Zach Wilson's one of them. All the boys look like Zach Wilson, and I was trying to figure out if they look more like the dad or the mom, and I guess they look more like the dad.
Right.
Okay. And the daughters, two of them look like the mom, and then one looks like the dad.
Okay.
But it's one of those things where you see them all like they do that like mom and daughter. They're all like smiling and posing for the camera, sure. and you look at all of them. And I was like. I think the dad's name is Mike. Mike's going to need to polish off the shotgun.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Get the shotgun. If you don't have it ready now, you might want to start...
And again, it's Utah. Like, pretty much do what you want out that way.
Yeah, like, you're probably going to have to start getting ready, like, maybe, if not now, like 6 months to a year from now. When the world opens back up officially.
True.
Yeah.
So how long then for that chant where he's having a tough day and... comes off the field, it's like a, you know, the third 3-and-out he's had or whatever. Maybe he's thrown like one interception or something like that. Completion percentage under 50%, and then there's just a drunk asshole who's just like, "We want your mom."
Oh, that's
week one,
1,000% happening. That's happening in preseason. If they have one,
completely closed off, just some asshole behind the gate, like with a microphone, like, "Where's your mom?"
I mean, like. That's and he's like already like tight-lipped about it because people are already bringing it up. He's like, yeah, she doesn't really like being in the spotlight. He's you could already tell he's getting like, tight-lipped about it.
According to 40,000 Instagram followers, she does.
Yeah,
or like whatever, you know, fill in the blank.
He's already tight. Like hear him getting tight-faced on it in interviews. Like, yeah, she's super important to me, and she tries. I just want her to stay out of the spotlight.
If it makes him feel any better, it'll go away. Because like that was a thing like 3 or 4 years ago. And I think the baseball player's name was Corey Seager.
Okay.
But if I'm thinking of the right person, yeah, his mom would get it like something bad. And every now and again, she would go to games, and like half the game, it would just be like, "And let's check back in with Mrs. Seager." She's just sitting there eating a hot dog and gets a phone call from like Jesus her son Christ. In the dugout. It's like mom. Yeah, no. We eat that shit vertically, not horizontally. Like we eat that shit horizontally, not vertically. Like what are you doing? Like what are you doing?
She's eating that shit
like corn on the cob. Like
oh, I was like yeah. Kobayashi. Like.
Like I'm like you are not allowed to eat that shit that way anymore. Ever. You're like why? I'm like well, 50% of the broadcast is now on you. You eating a hot dog.
Pretend you're at the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Right. You eat that shit like Kobayashi.
You eat that shit like a typewriter. Just like across, down, across, down, across, down, across, down.
Oh, man.
I'm like, if you can find a knife and fork, like maybe a knife and fork.
Who eats a hot dog with a knife and fork? Unless you're like a 5-year-old child.
Hot moms in front of their sons. That too.
Just do me a favor. Don't eat any popsicles, bananas. Right? Corn dogs.
Or if you do, you put that shit on a plate and you cut that shit up.
And we're going to get back to the food thing in a second, too. Mm-hmm. But also, a happy belated Mother's Day to... Do you know who Rachel Bush is? The only reason I even came across her, she gets an honorable mention, is because you're reading stuff about... Zach Wilson's mom, and then like next on the list is like, oh, by the way, another hot mom out there. This one
is that Reggie Bush's mom?
No, not well. She's a mom, but she's not the mother of like a famous football player. Or something like that. She is a newer mom to Buffalo Bills safety Jordan Poyer.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. That you want to talk about an IG follow? You follow that account?
Okay.
She's a smoke show. Okay. That's the only way you could describe it. Mm-hmm. And like it came across her, I was like, what? And like she's like a newer TikTok person.
Of course.
Doing twerk videos on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, wait a minute, she has a kid? And then, you know, you see the boyfriend. I don't even think they're married. I think that's just I think that's like baby daddy, Jordan Poyer.
Yeah.
And I was looking at him and I was trying to figure him out. I was like, is he black? Or is he like, he's one of those. Like, he looks like he's light skinned black. And I was trying to just like, because you know, sometimes you see somebody, he's like, oh, are they Hispanic? Like, it doesn't change anything. I just kind of want to know.
Right.
And I'm like, you can't find out like his background.
If we're doing a race draft, then like a la Chappelle Show, like what's the home team?
What do you mean?
Where would he typically get drafted then? Like what's the home team for him then if that's the case?
I'm gonna say black.
Okay.
I'm looking at his hair. Mm-hmm. And he's got like that light skin tone to him. Like, I don't know if he's Hispanic. I don't know if he's like a light skin black Hispanic dude, mm-hmm. which is what I would lean.
Sure.
He kind of has like a Steph Curry thing going.
Okay.
In his look, like he's got the light skin with like the light eyes. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like.
Someone in your family was Caucasian.
Perhaps.
Right.
But I'm just trying to figure out which one of them.
Right.
And like I said, it's not the biggest deal in the world. I just kind of want to know.
Of course.
And then you go on the internet, and it's like nobody's telling you. It's like, why don't just tell me?
Right.
It's like, well, he's American. I was like, that's great. So am I. What is he though?
Right.
And it's just like they just know. Like you go every website or whatever you go to, they are not.
This is like state
revealing. Okay. Yeah, they're not revealing like his background. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you who his parents are.
Right.
Here's the thing. His father. Because he has like his mother and stepmother, mm-hmm. who he lives with.
Okay.
Or who he lived with when he was, child in high school, whatever.
Right.
The father has had a couple stints in prison. So unfortunately for me, not to paint things with a broad brush, but something tells me, I was like, all right, so his dad's black.
Right.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And the mom might be like white or Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just... And hey, look, if I'm wrong, at Kevin K. Diddy, that's all right. I gotta say. But that's my assumption. Cause I was just like, let me see what this dude's working with. And I was like, you know what? If things don't work out for the Bills, he could always go to the Golden State Warriors. Cause I swear to God, I think every light skinned player on the planet is on the Golden State Warriors. All of them.
I could see, yeah.
Like I was watching it the one day, I was like, it's just like the Golden State Redbones, I almost want to call them sometimes, because it's literally like it's Steph Curry, it's Klay Thompson, it's Jordan Poole, mm-hmm. Damian Lee.
JaVale McGee was pretty light skinned too.
JaVale McGee, former Warrior.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to think. Juan Toscano-Anderson.
Sure.
I feel like I'm forgetting one or two, mm-hmm. but like literally like. It's all the light-skinned brothers you've seen in the NBA and Draymond Green, quoting the Chappelle Show. Well, his Netflix, Dave Chappelle said that Draymond Green is the blackest name ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that shit is black on paper. But yeah, it's just. And Golden State Yellow Bones doesn't come off the tongue as
No.
Doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
Nope.
Golden State Red Bones.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect.
No.
But, yeah. But you, honestly, you should look up Rachel Bush right now.
Okay.
So, all of you who are listening,
mm-hmm.
who are just curious to know what an attractive woman that just had a kid probably about 2 years ago to a handsome NFL player, if mm-hmm. you're just kind of curious and want to know what a And she's like a Bills fan because she reps the Bills too and Bills Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
How's that coming out? Bobby's looking now.
He's doing a lot for that story. I just want to see what she. I don't want her story. Oh boy.
Right?
Oh boy.
Yeah. Right? But anyway.
New to TikTok, huh?
Yeah,
you know what the best part is? Every single picture has been liked already by Flu Diddy.
We've talked about this before.
I know we have. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Like the first two that pop up, and I was like, oh, I know him.
Our buddy Flu Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I called him out. This is probably like months ago. Mm-hmm. If there's any attractive female that's on social media,
they're found her first.
Yeah, they're liked and followed by our friend Flu Diddy, mm-hmm. my buddy, my neighborhood kid growing up best friend Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
they're followed by him, and it's very funny. And he messaged me. He was like, you had to call me out, didn't you? I was like, well, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's the truth, though. It's not to be ashamed of.
And you're always there first.
Yeah. He's Ray J. Ray J. He's like, I hit it first.
Right.
In this equation.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Rabbit Hole Podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail swag. Getting into some other stuff. You know, like, there was like a couple of like big stories, and then like a couple things just popped up today, and I was like, wait a minute, I gotta talk about this now.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously the other story that came out in the past couple of days, Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Medina Spirit.
Yeah.
Bob Baffert.
Yeah. Those tickets don't stay cash though.
I was gonna ask you, because I feel like with the, If for those who don't know the story, the Kentucky Derby was it May 1st?
Mm-hmm.
It's May 1st. It was on Saturday. Medina Spirit wins the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Baffert is he the owner slash does he own Medina Spirit?
No, well, he's the trainer.
The trainer.
Mm-hmm. He's probably the most famous trainer ever for horse racing.
Too. Right. A lot of times when you see, when they go to like the winner's circle or whatever it is, it's usually Bob Baffert in the winner's circle, mm-hmm. when it comes to these horse races, these high-end horse races of the Triple Crown. And he's got the white hair and sunglasses. He looks like the Will Ferrell character from Eastbound and Down.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He looks like that guy. But now he's suspended, right?
No, just his horse.
Oh, the horse is suspended?
Yeah.
I thought he had gotten suspended too or something like that. But the horse tested positive for anti-inflammatories, mm-hmm. after. But see, like, why not test the horse before the race?
Maybe they did and nothing came up.
And nothing came up, and then they tested it after, and they were like, but see, what's to say that maybe they gave the horse something after for like some sort of like pain, or if it's feeling fatigue.
That I don't know. Like, and I don't know when they test beforehand.
Right.
You know, but.
But long story short, so this horse wins the race. Now it's scratched. So what does that now mean? All the people that put money on that horse to win.
My money stays in my pocket.
They can't ask for it back.
No. And that's half the problem. Is the fact that now you look at it as it's almost it's illegitimate, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So from what I read, all the wagers count. So my money stays in my pocket. Everything after that, though, like, he's no longer the winner. The second place winner now, like, the Kentucky Derby Commission, or like the higher ups in that race or whatever.
Yeah.
Will ask to have him dropped and to have the second place horse be considered the Kentucky Derby winner.
So that's what they're gonna do. So like whoever came in second place will technically be the winner,
mm-hmm.
and then I guess whoever came in second would be, whoever came in third would be second, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth down the list.
Yep.
But at the same time, yeah. So I'm thinking about that. I was just like, okay, like, all right. So you put money on Medina Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Horse wins in the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out later. By the way, the horse is disqualified.
Right.
It's like, all right, well, I feel like the gaming commission can't be like, hey, by the way, can you give us that money back? I mean,
that money's been withdrawn and gone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was like, you're just gonna have to take the L on that.
You do, yeah. But then
on top of that, now, so what happens to all the people that had money on the other horses to place, or
what's it? Stays the way it was.
Oh, it just stays the way it was.
Yep.
Oh, so even the people that had the second place horse coming in first, they don't get paid.
Yep.
And all the, okay, so it just stays the way it is.
Just stays as
okay.
it is, yeah.
I was just curious. I was curious, mm-hmm. about how that all would play out. Which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because if anything, I would hope it. I know that they've done this in the past. Certain sites will do it, like a William Hill. that they'll like refund you the bet.
Yeah.
So I feel like they'll probably go about doing something like that. They'll be like, look, this happened. Here's your money back for the bet.
Right.
Put it on something else. Or at least give you some sort of like site credit or some shit to, okay. Because I was just curious about that. Because I'd be pissed.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd be pissed if you had the other horse coming in second, and then now you found it coming first. Like, all right, so I got my money, right? I win, right? They're like, right. Nah, man.
Like, you see what happened was.
Right? They're like, no, but he won. All right, he got disqualified. Okay, I get it. So give me the money now. They're like, it don't work like
my
that.
Man.
Yeah, I know. My man. I don't think you're understanding me
right
now. But I'd be pissed.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd be pissed. Yep. I mean, and even if they're like, here, all right, let's say you put like a G on the second place horse, and now you find it came in first. Mm-hmm. And it probably had like some ridiculous odds too, because obviously I feel like Medina Spirit was probably.
Medina Spirit was 12-1. That wasn't even the favorite.
So now you have one of these other horses, well, probably, let's just say easily or 20-1. Mm-hmm. So you put like a G on it, you want to win like 20 grand?
Yep. No, you lost $1,000.
I mean, maybe they'll give you your $1,000 back, but you lost 19 grand.
Maybe, but I mean,
if they're nice, if you ask them nicely.
But here's the thing, though: how many of those wagers do you think were done on the track? You ain't getting your money back there. I'm like, but I bet the second horse. I'm like, okay, and next.
That's crazy. You
know? Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, I was just curious about that. Mm-hmm. Because that was a big story going on in sports and everything like that. And just, I mean, the Kentucky Derby, it's an event, right? You get your sun, the girls get their sundresses and their big hats.
Only time anybody ever drinks a mint julep.
You know, somebody tried to order a mint julep at the Fairmount first, and I was like, where do I begin?
Right.
Number one, we have no mint. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Number two, we don't even have crushed ice.
Yeah. What?
So, what else do you want to do?
I will give you Woodford in a Moscow Mule glass.
We don't have Woodford.
I'm sorry, what?
We don't even have Woodford. We have Bullet Bourbon. Mm-hmm. We have Bullet Rye. Blanton's. No. Irish Pub, baby. It's all Irish whiskeys and shit. See, we got some single malts, but the majority. Listen, you want Jameson, you want Powers, you want Paddy's, Tully. Bushmills, Tully. We got you.
Right.
If you want some, we got Jack Daniels and Jim Beam and Bullet and Crown Royal.
You could do it, I guess, with Bullet, but like Woodford Reserve is always like the one to do it with or whatever. Also, yeah. I would like to see where you're picking my fresh mint from, please. In downtown Hoboken?
That dirt patch outside the fair. Yeah,
right?
That little patch of green grass. That's where, I hope you enjoy your mint. Like, this doesn't taste very good. It's just like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it's stomped out weed. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
It's a backyard.
Yeah, right?
Speaking of Hoboken, I didn't realize...
Can I get a mint julep? I'm like, know your surroundings, guy.
I mean, there's...
Tell me someone actually came up in there, though, with like a sundress and like a bright, big-ass fucking hat on. And be like, we'll watch it here.
You know what? Fortunately enough, no.
Good.
I feel like... Like with Mother's Day, I feel like the Kentucky Derby just kind of popped up. I saw no type of advertising for it, and it was like May 1st is Kentucky Derby. I was like, I haven't seen any advertising for this TV, radio, or internet. Yeah. It just was like, hey, by the way, it's today. It's like, what? And I feel like Mother's Day was the same thing. It's like, oh, by the way, Sunday's Mother's Day. Whoa. I'm like,
it's because Mother's Day is such a restaurant holiday, and so many places were like, yeah, we're kind of open. You know?
Yeah. Bar seats are back.
Yeah.
Bar seats are back. That? It felt weird for the first hour, and then everything feels normal again. It's like riding a bike.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody social distancing at the bar?
Well, what's funny is that at our place, the first thing, too, was the day that they took away the bar seats from us, right? So
CDC just walks and just takes all your chairs.
Well, like, I'll tell you what, you're not that far off. So I think everything was supposed to go into effect like the Friday of that week, whatever the date was. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the Friday of that week, is like, all right, they're going to take away your bar seats. So like, that's, you know, the next business day. So business day Friday, you got to arrange it so that you can't have bar seats, and you got to figure out what to do with the extra seats, and you make tables and chairs, and you kind of fashion it so that's not exactly at the bar. Mm-hmm. You gotta get creative with it.
Sure.
Like every other restaurant bar did.
Right.
These fuckers came in midnight on Thursday.
Right.
And was like, yeah, you can't do this anymore. You gotta, no more bar seats. It was like, yeah, but that's supposed to be tomorrow. It's like, well, yeah, but today is tomorrow technically. Sure. Mm-hmm. And you could tell that the cop didn't want to do it, but I guess they were like, they were telling people to go around town and tell people, by the way,
right,
no more bar seats. Mm-hmm. You have to figure out where to put these people.
Gotcha.
So, being that the bar seating ban was lifted and it was supposed to go into effect Friday, I went up to my manager Julio. I was like, hey, by the way, at midnight
on Thursday
can we put bar seats back now? And he kind of was like, nah, it's supposed to be like the next day. But I was like, yeah, but remember when they took them away from us? They didn't do it on Friday. They did it at midnight of the next business day.
Right.
So why can't we do it in this? It's our turn now. Mm-hmm. Why can't we do it? And we ended up doing it.
Good.
And it was funny because it was like, wow, this is so weird. I feel very tall at my bar now because people are sitting down at the bar and I feel like I just tower over everybody. Sure. But it felt a little weird. People even sit at the bar, they're like, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I was like, I know, right? It feels so strange. It feels foreign. But it felt kind of normal. But what we did was, because we had bar high tops attached to the bar.
Right.
Pushed up against the bar. And then you put the two seats there, so you have two seats. So technically, they're sitting at a table. It just so happens to be next to the bar.
Right.
The table's still there, but what we do is, for the 6 feet distancing, two bar chairs, throw a table in there.
Got you.
Okay. As kind of like a buffer. Then you throw like another two chairs, another table, buffer.
Right.
Four chairs, table. Another four chairs, table. And kind of do it accordingly depending on how many people, if people want to sit at the bar, if people still want to sit at a table, or if people still want to sit outside. So like if it's a party of like three, like you kind of rearrange like chairs around or whatever like that. But it's nice. It feels like things are light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, cool.
You know what I mean? But yeah, in terms of, yeah, know your surroundings, like mint juleps, stop. Right. Stop it. Out of here.
It's like, well, I could see that as like walking into like an Irish pub and being like, hi, yeah, what tequila do you have? You're like, Cuervo.
Can I tell you, one of the most popular, out of like, people like, well, what's the most popular thing here? I was like, I think we make more margaritas at this bar than I think, like,
Irish margaritas?
No, just regular margaritas with tequila. Our three big sellers is Casamigos, George Clooney tequila, margaritas, shots of Jameson, obviously, green tea shots, and that's it. I think we make more of those than I pour Guinness, than I pour of glasses of wine, beer. I feel like we just do that constantly. Tito's vodka, because Tito's vodka is just super popular.
It goes with everything.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy. I know. But anyway, talking about Hoboken.
Right.
I didn't realize it was the birthplace of baseball.
Yep.
I didn't realize that. Going into...
Also, I think it used to be the sewing capital of the world, too.
The sewing capital
of the world. I think so. Like,
that sounds
familiar. It had something to do with sewing or embroidery or something like that.
Because you were talking about the whole, like... whoever's mom is eating a hot dog in the stands, eat it like
eat it horizontally.
Eat it horizontally, not the way it was intended.
You eat that shit like corn on the cob. That is not, you no longer eat it like from one end. You take a bite in the middle.
I just came previous information. Apparently, the New York Yankee beast right now, Giancarlo Stanton, he eats Kit Kats. He just like takes like bites out of it. Like he doesn't like, you know, Kit Kat bar. Yeah. Like you break off a piece and then you eat it, and you break off another piece and you eat it. He just, because it's like four individual pieces linked together. you know, it's intended for sharing, or it's intended just to have like a, you know, a little piece and then you save the rest for later.
Right.
He just takes a big ass bite into the entire thing.
He's ridiculously reckless.
He just chomps down on Kit Kat bars without any type of like I'm a rebel. I'm just going to bite into all four pieces at the exact same time.
So if he gets a Twix bar, does he bite both of those sticks at the same time?
Like, just takes them both out of the wrapping and just like chomps them down? He might.
He's a terrorist. That's how you would profile somebody who is like, yeah, could he potentially be a national security threat?
I mean, I'm glad that he's playing a lot better than he's been playing, because a lot of people...
What's more important to you, though? Like, the fact that he's playing well, or his like candy eating etiquette?
Listen, if he stunk and he ate Kit Kat bars like that, I'd have a real big fucking problem with Giancarlo Stanton. And I know that he's 6'6", and I know that he's like 245 pounds. He's probably more now, because he's hulking out of his Yankee uniform.
Oh, that's cute. I guess he's got the same shit Bob Baffert's got. which are those Kit Kat bars? You're like a lot of anti-inflammatories.
Him and Medina Spirit going the same guy.
Yeah, right?
But...
Why is Giancarlo Stanton running in the Kentucky Derby next year?
I mean, but he's hulking out of his Yankee uniform.
He's always been a big, big dude.
I know he's been big, but now he looks even bigger now. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, but at least he's playing very well now, which is great, because, you know, as a Yankee fan, you obviously want to root for your team to play well, and Giancarlo Stanton hasn't always.
Correct.
So seeing him go on this little like tear right now, I think he really had like 12 games with like he's hitting.
He had a 12-game hitting streak. Very recently.
It's knocking out home runs out of the park now, and fucking, he's actually contributing to the team now.
Outside of just like completely like killing their food budget.
But apparently he eats Kit Kat bars in the most improper way, and I never knew about this. Apparently Kit Kat reached out to him and was like, hey,
this is the proper way to eat it.
They that's pretty much what they did. They gave him instructions. They were very nice about it. They're like, Giancarlo, we're so happy that you're a fan of our product,
right?
But just in case you were wondering how to properly eat a Kit Kat. First off, and they have like picture diagrams and everything. They gave him 432 Kit Kats in a box. Like, we love the fact that you enjoy our product. And by the way, I hope this finds you well. Here's how you properly eat it. But what's funny now is that they have Big Kats now, which is just one giant piece of a Kit Kat bar.
Okay.
Instead of the four little individual pieces.
Right.
Imagine if like one of those little pieces got like the Super Mario mushroom and got big. That's what a Big Kat is.
Okay. Why not just have that?
Maybe he does.
Right.
I'm waiting for the day that they make the Big Kat into four pieces. I feel like that's the next step.
Okay. I can see it.
So instead of like the one large Kit Kat bar piece, they're like, all right, you know, might as well let's just go balls to the wall and just make it a giant fucking Kit Kat bar. I that would be something I would probably like take a bite out of, because it's at this point it's massive. It'd be the size of like a catcher's mitt.
I would only do that once Giancarlo Stanton has proven that he can eat a Kit Kat bar like a normal human being.
Because even like the Reese's peanut butter cups, they got the big cup. And they were selling it individually as like one cup.
Right.
And then they're like, well, why are we fucking bullshitting? Now they put two in like a regular Reese's peanut butter cup package. They give you two now.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for Kit Kat dude to follow suit.
I'm assuming they probably will at one point in time. I mean, like, you can get a yard of Snickers bar.
Yes.
Like 3 feet of a Snickers bar. Like, nobody needs that much. Like, that's how you get diabetes. Like, stop. Like... You just sit there eating like a yard.
Well, I don't think they're expecting you to eat it all at once, though.
They're not, but there's someone who's going to do it. Like, if I have to tell Giancarlo Stanton this is how you properly eat a Kit Kat bar, there's some asshole out there who's probably like, oh, this is still just one candy bar.
Unless
it's 3 feet long.
Unless you got fucking Man versus Food coming in there, eating that shit.
Right.
Or nobody else is going to eat that.
Predetermined wants diabetes.
It's like, you know what? If I'm going to go, I'm going to go with a smile.
Right?
Man. But yeah, Giancarlo Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't eat Kit Kat bars. Hell of a baseball player. Doesn't know how to eat Kit Kat bars.
Yeah, you know. That's why God doesn't give him both hands, I guess. He's like, what do we have to sacrifice for this man to make him like this, like Adonis who can like just crush home run baseballs? You're like, you know what? Let's fuck up the way he eats candy. You're like, done.
And Giancarlo Stanton, you are born.
Right.
Welcome to the world. Welcome to planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I was another thing that I saw on the news. I haven't had a chance to watch it. I've seen clips.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live. He was the host.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a big deal because he's not a actor or a athlete. Mm-hmm. Or anything of that nature. So like
he also announced he had Asperger's, which is autism. So he was actually technically the first autistic host of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. That I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
The only other person I think that was on there that pretty much had no type of that they had level celebrity, but they weren't an actor, they were not a sports athlete mm-hmm. or something like that. Donald Trump.
I can see that.
Yeah. Donald Trump was the other guy. Yeah. And then they regret the hell out of that.
Well, sure. But, you know, at that point in time.
But yeah, he was on there. I saw a couple of clips. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I feel like people weren't expecting. People were expecting, because obviously the Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm. Took a shit after that.
Well, you know, people are saying, like, I think it was like buy the dip or something like that. I've been seeing hashtag buy the dip.
He also came out like and called it a scam. I'm like, well, that you could have said, you could give me a heads up on that one, guy. Like, I would have sold it 70 cents rather than fucking sitting at it right now, like 48. Dick.
But I keep seeing the hashtag buy the dip. They're like, buy the dip, buy the dip, buy the dip.
He came out yesterday and was like, oh, by the way, if you want a seat on one of like our like moon missions to like take like people to like the moon or to Mars or whatever it is, you can buy it in Dogecoin. I'm like, of course you can, you asshole.
Yeah, right now Dogecoin is sitting at 48 cents.
Yep.
But I mean, he's having an interesting week, or probably the best week, because mm-hmm. he's on Saturday Night Live. He's got Starlink satellites flying through the sky. People are thinking it's aliens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you got Dogecoin.
Yep.
He's had a hell of a week, and he's got Asperger's.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a week.
Yeah.
For Elon Musk.
Right.
Self-driving Tesla cars,
which California is not very happy about with him, but
well, yeah. So these cars, I think one of those cars like crashed into like a tree or something, like killed somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I saw a video at one point.
It's like the first Transformer before like they figured out how to get it all right.
I think I saw a video where like a guy was like getting a blowjob in a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a self-driving car.
Again, like what else are you using this for?
I think I saw a video of that, and then I believe I also saw a video. The guy was like sleeping in the car. I think he was like drunk. I think he was like a drunk driver, yeah. But he was sitting in a Tesla, and the car was driving him home.
See, I'm not comfortable enough to be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna fall asleep in this thing. Like, I don't think I would have the level of comfort with that on autopilot to be like, yeah, I'm gonna go to sleep now, and I'll wake up when I'm in my driveway.
What Uber's for.
Yeah, roadhead, that's a different story. If you're willing to drive that distracted, why not allow someone else to potentially drive you home safely and just, you know.
I mean, you could have the hands on 2 and 10.
You can, yeah. But at that point in time, I'm like, if we go, we go.
Like I say, if you gotta go, go with a smile.
Right.
Yeah, I got a little bit of Dogecoin. It's a little bit of it's a roller coaster ride.
It's one of those things where you're either in it for years, or you're just gonna keep buying dips, keep selling when it's high, keep buying dips, selling when it's high. I mean, the craziest thing is at 50 cents, so even like just slightly higher than what it is now, it has a higher market cap than Ford, like the automaker, which technically, according to that metric, shows that it's worth more than Ford, the company. It's not. It was meant as a joke. It's hilarious. I'm okay with it. I've made a lot of money off of it. But like, it's not really meant to be anything. Like, I wouldn't go investing in other, like, shitty cryptocurrencies just because, like, Dogecoin did it. I mean, you gotta figure, for that to actually gain steam, because I've had it forever. I've had it for probably a year and a half.
You had it before all the hype?
Yeah, because some idiot was just like, here, do this, and I put, like, $25 in it, and when it was, like, 0.002.
Right.
But, like, there's so many of these cryptocurrencies out there that are, like, 0.00001, where you can get, like, 10 million of them for, like, you know, a dollar or something like that. I'm like, okay, if one of them hits, fantastic, but, like, not all of them are going to hit, dummy. It's not the way that works.
Sometimes people gotta learn the hard way.
Mm-hmm. Not sure that's what happened with GameStop. Oh, it's going to keep going up after when it's sitting at $400. I'm like, no. No, there's nothing to, like, say that that's going to happen. $150. Okay. Those are fun gamble plays. They're fun.
Of course.
Like, throw $25 in it, throw $50 in it.
You see what happens.
Yeah, you throw the bar tab in it, considering we're in a pandemic and you're probably home anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what would I spend if I went out tonight? Dogecoin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do something along those lines. Actually, you know what's funny now? And we were doing this at the bar last night because we have a lottery machine in at the bar.
Has that gotten weird yet? Where you just had the one person who you can tell is like way, way, way in over his head, and you're like, you shouldn't be here.
No, but you start watching. I've never watched an addiction form right in front of my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Like, you watch it form right in front of your eyes. And it's people that I know. Good people.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, you know, I'll throw another five in. I was like, oh, man, you're already in. Right. You're hooked already. Mm-hmm. This quick draw.
Every 4 minutes, you're like, I'll be right back.
You want to know what's funny? Is that I finally was like, you know what? I'm going to get in on this. It's the end of the night. I started filling out a card. I looked at the screen. It's like me, Julio, and a couple of regulars. And then the screen's like, quick draw. Good night. I'm like, what do you mean good night?
Right.
1:38 in the morning.
The lottery shuts off. Good night.
Apparently, it does. Okay. I don't know why. I don't know how. Because, to my knowledge, it's 4 minutes. Period. Every 4 minutes. It's not every 4 minutes up until a certain. And then on top of that, why 1:38 in the morning? I looked at the time. It's like 1:38.
Is that maybe when, like, you would assume? You would do last call.
Thought about that, but why not 1:30 or 2?
Well, if it's done in 4 minute increments, 1:38, I could see that as being in some level of a 4 minute
increment. I suppose, but that's so odd.
Or maybe at that point in time, it was just like, you know what, we're doing this for your own good. Like, Julio, man, yeah, I need my money early. You're like, why? I'm like, well, just spend everything I made today in.
In quick draw, between Dogecoin and quick draw, I'm broke, man. You gotta help me out. Hook a brother up, please. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was like, I thought I was gonna get in on it. I was like, the fuck? 1:38 in the morning. And I thought about it too. I was like, does this terminal recognize that it's at a bar? So maybe it's shutting off slightly. That was the only other thing I could think of. But yeah, it's very interesting now because you're talking about, you know, Dogecoin and people like people just love to gamble, man.
Sure.
Yeah. People just love to gamble. Mm-hmm. It's funny. I got good news for you.
Okay.
Bennifer.
Oh, I saw that.
Is back.
17 years. I can't quit you.
Bennifer is back, bro.
We just have the most amazing of connections. And I'm like, someone reads your body like Braille. Okay, I got it.
I saw, that was honestly like the story I wanted to start with, but I was like, you know, let's just save it till the end.
Okay.
But Bennifer's back. Mm-hmm. It's true love. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. They had like a week, they went away for like a week's vacation or something like that. Okay. And I guess they reconnected. They're still saying that it's not official, but everybody's like, it's official.
Yeah.
What's wild is that, and this kind of relates to something we had talked about off of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Is that like, wow, they got back together. That was so sudden. Her and Alex Rodriguez just broke up. I was like, yeah, something tells me that this motherfucker was, like, don't get it twisted. When you're in a relationship and then you break up and then the other person's magically in another relationship, like that, that means that motherfucker was sliding into them DMs. Mm-hmm. Or couple of random text messages. Hey, I hope you're doing well. Hey, how you been? Blah, blah, blah. Slowly trying to get back in there. Mm-hmm. And he got back in there. Good for him. And yeah, Alex Rodriguez, no offense. I'm like, I think he's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's still, there's still something a little, there's a little something a little suspect about that.
Oh, no, yeah. What, like, now if you want to actually have, like, you know, the trivia quiz, if you will, of what do Ben Affleck and Alex Rodriguez have in common, you'd be like, oh, they were both dating Jennifer Aniston at the same time. Jennifer Lopez at the same time.
All
right. Yeah.
Yeah. They were Eskimo Brothers, potentially.
They were before. Because Eskimo Brothers, it isn't, like, time closeness. It was just, did you hook up with the same girl?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
It could have been anywhere, like, yes. You know. But hopefully she finds love this time and whatever, I guess. I mean, I don't know, you know.
I was looking at, like, some of the stuff online, obviously, because this is, like, a big story.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of celebrity. Ben Affleck, he's got a decent little Mount Rushmore. He's got a decent little Mount. He's got a decent little Mount Rushmore of women. Because
mm-hmm.
J-Lo's on that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Ana de Armas.
Sure.
I was also looking at Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm. Is it Jennifer Garner as well?
Jennifer Garner.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors of Selma Hayek. He's got a nice little resume.
Mm-hmm.
Gwyneth Paltrow, he doesn't need a candle of what her vagina smells like. He knows from memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, like, he's got a nice little resume. And now he's back with J-Lo.
Right.
And I want that Batman movie. I want the Ben Affleck Batman movie.
Right.
Batfleck, I think they were saying. Like, release Batfleck. Hashtag release Batfleck. Mm-hmm. You know, I liked him as Batman in the Justice League movie. He was pretty good.
Yeah, the Snyder Cut was obviously
the
a lot
Snyder
better,
Cut was but, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Even like the two, like the 30 seconds he was in the Suicide Squad movie. Kind of like Ben Affleck as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with you. I think Robert Pattinson will do a terrific job, but I'd watch a Ben Affleck Batman movie.
It works for different phases of Batman.
Yes.
Because, like, obviously, like, Ben Affleck playing, like, the older, like, I don't want to say washed up, but definitely, like, sensing his own mortality Batman, I thought worked well.
Sure.
You know? I'm assuming the Robert Pattinson character would not be that same timeline.
He would be like the younger, mm-hmm. like just turning into mm-hmm. Batman.
That would be my assumption anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's like James Bond.
Yeah.
You know, every couple movies you got a new James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would see the new Batman.
I still don't think they've announced it. They just said it wasn't Idris Elba.
No. It's supposed to be, I saw rumors, it was supposed to be a woman.
Oh, okay.
And she's in, like, the next Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's, like, African-American woman.
The last one that James Craig is doing, I guess?
Yeah.
Or Daniel Craig is doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Ana de Armas is in that movie.
I'll watch it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch it with no sound on. Are you kidding me?
That's how I watched War Dogs the second time.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, how do you go from, like, Ana de Armas is, like, I think she's, like, 30.
Mm-hmm.
You got J-Lo, who's like 51. Mm-hmm. And you just went from, like, I mean, you went back and forth.
Yeah.
It's like you're going from like a Ferrari to, like, to still a very nice sports car.
Right.
But maybe not as expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you might be going from an Aston Martin Vanquish to like a Ferrari, to like a Bugatti, to a, you know,
Selma Hayek.
To a Rolls,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. But yeah, Ben Affleck do pretty good for himself. Apparently, there's this high-end dating site for celebrities and like social media influencers.
Yeah.
And apparently, he was on there.
Some 19-year-old like matched with him or whatever.
Yeah. And she thought it was a joke.
Yeah, and he messaged her on like Instagram or something. And was like, no, it's Ben Affleck.
Now, what I'm trying to figure out is, what's the timestamp from that to now him and Jennifer Lopez?
Well, that's not happening anymore. Oh, no. That's like calling Enterprise, but I need to rent a car for a day until my Bugatti comes out of the shop. Like, no. That is not a thing. Currently? No.
I had to ask.
You see him back on that site again, you're like, well, okay, apparently that's not working out with her.
But I mean, like, that's, yeah, that's a...
Oh, no, that shit is shut down real quick. There might even be a little bit of it. It's like, you have to delete the app.
Oh, J-Lo probably was like, let me see your phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Can I see your phone? Mm-hmm. Why? Let me see your phone.
Yeah.
That thing, delete it right now.
I don't have any home screens anymore. Like, what happened?
Yeah, because first off, it's not even just deleting the app. Go into the app. Disable your account.
Mm-hmm. Then delete that
app. And then delete the app.
Yep.
And make, oh, by the way, go to the computer. What? Yeah, go to the computer too. I know it's on there too.
Anything that's synced.
Yes.
Is now up. Yeah.
Your fucking Apple Watch? Yep. Let me see that shit.
You know what? Bring me anything Apple related. And bring me your kid's tablet too, just in case.
He's like, but she was like, just give it to me.
Just give it to me.
Just sweep them all.
Yep.
Just like scorched earth. Every fucking device.
She just pours vinegar on every single one of them. Like, you could have just deleted it. She's like, yeah, well, you know.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, right.
Jennifer Lopez, bitch. Mm. So, I mean, when you get into, like, a relationship, like, I mean, like, that's so crazy because, I mean, like, literally, like, she was with Alex Rodriguez probably about, like, a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, trimming down, too. Like, he had, like, dad bod, and then, like, he started posting pictures like, look, I slimmed down, whatever, like that. And I'm wondering, did he know that shit was about to go south? So it's like, let me start getting trim again, just to put myself back out there on the market.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. I could definitely see that.
I feel like everybody's exit strategies were already going into play.
Oh yeah.
And then it just happened. They're like, wow, it seems so sudden. I was like, does it though?
Did it?
Did I'm it? Like, does it?
Mm-hmm. It's not if you saw the signs.
As long as you're not surprised, because that's the worst.
Right.
You find out, I was like, whoa. What? When you're surprised about it, that's what it even hurts more. Because his ego is what's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Rodriguez is going to be just fine.
Thank God they didn't buy the Mets.
They would have been professional about it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because her and Mark Anthony, don't they, are partial owners of, like, the fucking Dolphins?
Maybe. Makes sense. I think you're right.
And I think they're professional about that.
Yeah.
But yeah. No. That would be... Especially with the way the Mets have been. I mean, granted, right now, they're doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. Sorry about Jacob DeGrom.
That's all right.
But they're playing extra careful with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, in terms of the Mets, I mean, the Mets are doing pretty good right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, then you have this circus in your backyard.
Yep. Nope. Nope. Mm-mm. It's all funny games. Little J-Lo's like, I'm the pitcher now. I'm like, wait, no. You're like, what do you mean? You're like, I need something to fulfill my life. I'm pitching now. And A-Rod's now playing third base. She's like, I'm sorry, what?
There's only one Big Apple Circus in New York.
Right.
And that's the one that's usually at Madison Square Garden. Not mm-hmm. the one in Citi Field.
Right.
Not the one in Queens. But yeah, J-Lo. 50. There's a part of me that kind of was like, you know, you don't want to give Puffy another shot? You want to give Diddy another shot? I don't think so. Diddy's like... The last real relationship that he was in, he was messing around with Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
And she broke up with him and then ended up meeting some dude and got pregnant, got knocked up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Diddy's just single. But this little part of me is like, you don't want to give Diddy another shot?
No.
No, not really. I mean, he must have like really... He must have really fucked her head up. That fucking gun charge and all that shit
mm-hmm.
probably like fucked her head up for real. But, I mean, hey, if happiness is with Ben Affleck, then by all means.
Sure.
Fucking Godspeed to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I saw one more thing before we wrap things up here.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this story, and it was very funny.
Okay.
It was it's like one of the most spiteful stories that I heard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... Unplug my phone here. Andreas Flatten
mm-hmm.
now spends his evening gradually cleaning coins, but is trying to see the bright side. And I'm going to elaborate on this.
Okay.
So how the story goes is that I'm trying to get the other gentleman's name that that excuse me. So this guy, Andrews Flatten, he's waiting on a payment from his former employer. Okay?
I guess wait, is this the guy who got like his last check like it was four like wheelbarrows full of pennies?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you beat me to it.
They eventually settled and he was gonna get like a real check though. Or something like that.
I don't think
any bank will take it.
That's not according to this. Right now, the way this story is, this is from like Sky News.
Okay.
And they're pretty much like he's cleaning off. It was Friday, March 26th, so it was a while ago. Mm-hmm. But long story short, this guy paid in pennies, 90,000 pennies in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be valued at, like, in American dollars, it's $915. $915 in pennies. Mm-hmm. And he gave it to him. They're all oily and greasy.
Nice.
So this guy, like, day in, day out, is cleaning these pennies so he can cash them.
Can you just take it to a coin store?
Yeah, but they take 10%.
This is also true. Yeah.
they take 10%. So that $900, you're gonna lose almost like $100.
That's true.
$100. Now, if they're able to settle it at the bank,
yeah, but the good. I could understand it in the sense that the bank doesn't want like oily, greasy, like nasty change.
Yeah. So the guy's like literally cleaning all of his change off. I mean, can you imagine? Like that's a boss move, and at the same time, probably the pettiest move I've ever heard in my life.
Oh no! The petty is strong with him. Oh, absolutely. The petty is very strong with that man. Whoever the boss was, who was like, "Yeah, all right, here's your final payment. You know what? I'll even do you one better. I'll come to your house and I'll bring it to you in cash. Oh, that's really nice of you. So I don't have to buy cash or check or anything. Pow! And it's just like two dump trucks. You're like, what the fuck? And it's oily and greasy. Like, there's also a part of me who wants to be like, all right, well, how much oil and grease did you like buy? Just like rolling around like a cement mixer. Dump it on the asshole's front lawn, but here you go. Here's your bill.
You just went to like KFC before you dropped off the 90,000 pennies. You
and
just
then
like
what, touched every one of them.
You just ate like a 8-piece.
Oh, that's family meals. No. That's not an 8-piece. That's like buckets.
Just a bucket of chicken and mashed potatoes.
All with your hand, no spork.
Yeah, you had the Nuturi Naughton KFC meal, and then you just got all dirty and like sloppy, and then just like rubbed it all over 90,000 pennies.
Here you go.
Yeah, it'd be like if I were the guy, like there'd be part of me, I'd be mad as hell, but I'd be like, you know what, that was touche, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, all right, you asshole. Like, all right, good for you.
There's a part of me that wants to know, like, what did he do? That it was his last day. Did he just retire? Like, you know, did he get fired? Was this like whatever? Like, there's a part of me that wants to be like, I don't think the employer was just like, you know what, I'm bored.
I mean, I don't know.
Right? Like, did he like sleep with his wife, or did like something bad happen? Did he like cost him like a big deal at work or something? Like, you know, like, I don't know. Because if the petty is strong in him just to the point where he was like, I'm bored and this guy quit, so fuck him. That's why, like, maybe. But to me, there has to be something that is a catalyst to that.
Right. I'm looking at. I'm gonna keep going on with the story here. So,
okay.
Mr. Flatten left his job in November and claims he had encountered difficulty receiving payment.
Oh, so he didn't even get fired. He just left.
Well, hold on. On top of the. All right. Hold on. We're just going to start from that.
So someone didn't want to pay him his last... didn't want to pay him his last check.
Yeah, so we're just going to start from the top. Okay. On the top of the pile was his final pay slip, along with an explicit parting message from the car workshop where he worked. Okay, so it was a car workshop. Oh, so that's where the oil and grease come from.
Right.
That's not the KFC.
Right.
Mr. Flatten left his job in November and claims he had encountered difficulty receiving the payment. Mm-hmm. He now spends his nights gradually cleaning the pennies so he can cash them in, and it took him an hour and a half to make a few hundred of the coins usable.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Walker, who owns the workshop, blah, 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 told that he didn't know if he had dropped the pennies outside Mr. Flatten's house or not. He said, I don't really remember. Doesn't matter. He got paid. That's all that matters. The businessman then called Mr. Flatten a weenie.
Nice.
Nice. Olivia Oxley, Mr. Flatten's girlfriend, said she hopes the incident will highlight how people are treated so poorly by their employers. Mm-hmm. But she is looking on the bright side, saying, with that many pennies, we're bound to find a few treasures. I've already found one from 1937.
Okay.
After the first shovel full...
You can't sell them if they're covered in, like, grease and grime.
After all the... After the first shovel full, we could... All we could do... was laugh because the poor miserable man took so much time to be vindictive and cruel. Mm-hmm. We absolutely refused to let him ruin a single moment of ours, and that's the end of the story. So what if like this guy
is that's a hell of a girl right there. That's a keeper.
What if like you found like a penny that was worth like a couple like G's or something like that in the midst of all that and be like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be worth anything because the condition of it's gonna be so shitty.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I suppose.
Because by the way, if it takes him hours to make a couple hundred usable, how fucked up are they?
90,000?
Yeah, how fucked up are they? And if you're gonna, and if you go in that thinking of like, okay, well maybe they'll find like a rare like vintage one or something like that that they could turn and sell, and like, you know, keeping on the bright side. Yeah, but no one wants a shit on penny. They want like the nice one. They want the pristine one. That's like me saying I have a Michael Jordan signed rookie like basketball card. It's autographed. It's everything else. But I used it as toilet paper. Like, who the fuck wants that at that point?
You want to know what's funny? Somebody will want.
Then it's either A.
Somebody might actually take it. We're like, all right, what's how much
fecal matter is on the card? I'm like, enough for you to not want it.
There's some sick, twisted fuck out there that would take it. I promise you. Put that bad boy on offer up.
That is not something I... That is not somebody I want to meet. Man, come here, he's like, hey, do you have any socks, too? And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, is this your laundry hamper? Is there any dirties in there?
Right.
Let me see what's going on in there.
Are you going to wash them? He's like, no, I'm just going to keep them.
I'm just going to keep them just for me. Like, why?
Why?
Just, you know, it's my thing.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do.
I'm like, you know what? You're not hurting anybody. Like, fine. Just, yeah. You know, give me money so I'll buy new socks. Like, it's not a big deal.
Well, yeah, that's called... You don't meet that person at your house.
No, that's a P.O. box.
Yeah. That's a P.O. box. No. That's the mall food court. That's something. That's something in a public place where other people are around in case some shit goes sideways.
There might need to be a mediator just in case. Or like an arbitrator of some sort. And be like, are you handing this man like all of your dirty socks? I'm like, yes, at a distance. With you present.
There might have to be a pillowcase over the guy's head. Just to...
Right.
Just to be like, all right, look, we're going to meet up, but this is how we're going to do it. Pillowcase is going over your head. Pitch black room. Make the exchange. Pillowcase goes right back over the head. Get dropped off where you met.
Yep.
Done. Not like I've ever done this before, but I'm just saying. Watch a lot of Power.
I'm like, you ain't got socks, do you?
I'm wearing socks right now.
Are they brand new?
Not really.
Are you wearing them for a particular person who has instructed you to do certain things in said socks?
No. These are like my workout socks.
You're like, walk up and down the stairs six times. I'm like, what? I'll give you an extra $2. You're like, what?
It's like, oh yeah, they're real sweaty. They smell good.
That's it.
Yeah, just like get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Get out of my house. Oh my god.
Go to the Qdoba.
Yeah, go to the Qdoba. Yeah, yes, go to the Qdoba.
Right. I heard you all have dirty socks.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Like we're a Mexican chain restaurant, sir. Like I just want the socks.
Yes. That and maybe a Mexican Coke and
that and a quesarita.
Yeah, and a quesarita, right.
But first the socks.
Yes. How about we wrap things up?
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah. This took a turn.
Right?
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is Kevin at KevinKDD.
Bobby at RHanson817.
This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys soon. Peace.